proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, Light for Israel. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. At Passover, God remembered the covenant that he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Today, we are reminded that God also sends acts of loving kindness upon us, not because of a covenant relationship, but simply because he is a good God. When we are surrounded by burdens and trials, this is a comforting thought. The English word covenant is found 279 times in the Tanakh, or the Old Testament, and is translated from the Hebrew word brit. Brit is always translated covenant. The theological workbook of the Old Testament defines the word brit as a treaty, an alliance of friendship, which is between individuals, a pledge or agreement with obligation between monarch and subjects, a constitution between God and man, a covenant accompanied by signs, sacrifices, and a solemn oath that seal the relationship with promises of blessing for keeping the covenant and curses for breaking it. The Tanakh, or Old Testament, is full of wonderful accounts of God making covenants and promises to his people and then rescuing them, like the Passover deliverance, which we will study in depth in our next program. However, God also many times delivered individuals in their distress unrelated to any covenant. These deliverances teach us the meaning of chesed, translated as loving kindness. It occurs 30 times in the Tanakh, with most occurrences falling in the book of Psalms. David experienced God's chesed many times, and many times he wrote about it in the Psalms. David often pairs God's chesed, or loving kindness, with his mercy. The Bible says in Psalm 25, verse 6, "Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have ever been of old." God very often worked miracles for individuals and bestowed acts of kindness upon them simply because God is a good God. Much of the New Testament is written at the individual level instead of the national level. The same God that parted the Red Sea for Israel knows how many hairs are on my head. Jesus said in Luke 12, verses 6 and 7, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." If he knows how many hairs are in my head, and he knows all the sparrows, which is the smallest of the birds, then surely he knows my circumstances, my trials, and what I need. God is all-knowing, he's omniscient, and knows all the details about each of us. But God is not just a data bank of knowledge. God has compassion, active love, chesed, to go with that knowledge, and this moves him to intervene in our personal lives. He can perform a miracle to save hundreds of thousands, like he did with Israel, but he can also work a miracle just for you and me. He knows just the right moment to intervene in our life. David wrote about chesed more than anyone else in the book of Psalms. Why did he experience this so much? Well, I think because David looked upon God as full of goodness, expected chesed from him. Psalm 143, verse 8 is a good example of this, where it reads, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." I pray we can have the same earnest desire like David had. May we long for God's chesed. May we long for his mercy and loving kindness. This has been another Hebrew nugget provided by Jackie Powell. Again, you can go to our website, lightforisrael.org, for this transcript and for more information regarding Hebrew study resources. On our next program, we will delve a little deeper in seeing God's care up close for the children of Israel as we look at the Passover. May you be encouraged today as you meditate on this special aspect of the Lord. My thoughts go to Psalm 63, verse 3, where it says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." I pray that is your testimony for the Lord today. And also as we close this program, let's be reminded of what it says in Psalm 122, verse 6, "Shalu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem and remember the Jewish people in our prayers and pray that God would show himself to them through his word, pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.